The director of a Louisville public policy think tank expects a new emergency state regulation will result in more ambulances for six counties with insufficient emergency health care response. Pegasus Institute's Jordan Harris says the State Cabinet for Health and Human Services issued the administrative regulation the end of September.
What this changes as much as anything is that providers for these six counties are going to operate under the assumption or presumption of need.
Harris says the new regulation modifies certificate of need requirements but maintains significant regulatory oversight.
For those six counties, it's going to be easier for a provider to enter the marketplace, or there's less of a regulatory burden, I should say, for a provider to enter the marketplace. Now, that doesn't mean that there's no oversight whatsoever. There's still going to be significant regulatory oversight.
The change is expected to benefit the counties of Pike, Laurel, Jessamine, McCracken, Warren, and Bullitt. These six counties in Kentucky have populations over 50,000 and only one Class 1 ambulance provider, not owned or operated by a public entity. Elkhorn City Mayor Mike Taylor called it a great day for his Pike County town. He worries about 85 patients in a local nursing home. Taylor said residents in the community at large have waited up to 2 hours for an ambulance. The mayor says he'd like to see four ambulances stationed in Elkhorn City. For WEKU, I'm Stu Johnson.